The second season of the AFL Women's Comp is underway. The eight-team league, now a permanent fixture on the sporting calendar. The AFLW has proved a hit with football lovers. Its popularity has defied expectations. But the path to the creation of the league wasn't an easy one. There are a lot of sceptics who thought it would never work, senior AFL officials among them. Award-winning sports journalist Samantha Lane has chronicled the rise of the league in her book Raw. Samantha, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
We saw strong crowds at the games over the weekend, so last season was no fluke. The crowds are still back. Do you think it's fair to say that the Women's League of the AFL is a bigger success than people imagined?
No doubt about that. And I think the evidence there was the first game around this time last year. There was a lockout at Carlton's Princess Park. 25,000, that's the number they gave us, filled the ground. And what that showed me, and it showed Australia actually, was that the appetite for women's football and for the AFL to back a women's league was more than ravenous.
What you have documented in this book, I mean, you've documented the highs, but you've also documented the lows and the long journey it took to get there and the resistance within the AFL right from the top. In fact, you report a story involving the former CEO of the AFL, Andrew Demetrio, where during a boardroom meeting, he's reported to express sentiments that were completely dismissive of women's football. You kind of dance around it, report many people say that they were shocked at the attitude. What did Andrew Demetrio say or do at this meeting?
Well, the book touches more broadly, I think, on a context of a culture that surrounded a view of women's football. And I'd point to a quote that is in the book, a woman who used to play for Melbourne University who became an advocate within the AFL system, Shiloh Curtis. And she said, and this is quoting, "My sense of what the AFL thought of us of players when I first started playing, the first word that comes to me is nothing. In the AFL's eyes, I think we're a bunch of big butch lesbians trying to kick a footy around." She went on, and this is broad. The reason Andrew Demetrio is described in the book in that meeting is because he was the CEO at the time. That is the culture setter of general management. And it's fair to say that women's football was not valued. It was not seen as something that could be an opportunity for the AFL to double its player base, but also its supporter base. And it was, I'd say, roundly dismissed as a concept. Sam Mostyn, who you'd be aware of, the first AFL commissioner
yeah,
who was a woman, she speaks in my book about this sense that whenever she'd raise it, there was sort of time checking in meetings, glazed eyes. These were the anecdotes that I was getting, not just from one woman who was prepared to speak about this meeting that she recalls. Andrew Demetrio does not recall it, and he says that he's never dismissed women's football. But Jane Holman, who was at the time the head and most senior woman in general management in the AFL, she recalls a meeting when she was actually shocked. She'd just arrived at the AFL and she couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Well, Andrew Demetrio has come out now. He's a big fan of the league, he says, but it is the persistence of people like Sam Mostyn, the AFL commissioner for so long, Jan Cooper, who was the women's football development. There's a number of women who just kept pushing. So players aside, and the players' enthusiasm is there for all to see, but it wouldn't have happened unless women had got into these leagues, got into these boardrooms and kept pushing. And even then, it took a very long time. Do you believe now that the AFL chief, Gillon McLachlan, and the AFL itself and the clubs are all right behind AFL Women's League?
How could you not be? I mean, that's the simple answer. And Fran, we're talking about the introduction to my book. That's the first 70 pages.
Yep.
The rest is a celebration of these remarkable women. There are 10 subjects, Darcy Vesio, Taylor Harris, Daisy Pierce, who have overcome adversity, yes, sure, in their sporting careers, but also in their lives. They've opened up. I mean, the title of the book is Raw, spelt R-O-A-I. It could have been R-A-W, I think. I mean, they've just sort of laid themselves bare and it's quite remarkable. The AFL, and I'm talking broadly, you know, across clubs at all levels of the game, is so embracing now of this, and it is a celebration. You will see the competition expand by two teams, AFLW, next year. You'd be actually crackers not to see what's possible here. So there's no doubt in my mind. I suppose my motivation in sort of going back was that I was part of the celebration, of course, as a journalist and covering the games for Fairfax last year and also for Channel 7. But I knew, because I'd looked at women's football, I'd covered it for several years, that there was another story. And in fact, what you're describing about the women, it was a tapestry of people, and it wasn't just women. There were male champions as well, including within the AFL, who really tried. Yes, they hit some stumbling blocks. They saw those glazed eyes, but happily, and that's the reason there was the almighty roar this time last year, it's come to pass where we see that by including 50% of the population in a way that they'd never been included before, what you get is a better, richer, and in fact, it will be a more popular AFL in the long run.
Which makes the birth of the league much sweeter too for everybody, because you tell the story of Penny Cooler-Reed, one of the players. She fought a fight herself as a kid. I mean, she fought in courts to have the right to play AFL with the boys for longer, and paved the way for the AFL Youth Girls Program. Then there she was taking a place in the inaugural, one of the inaugural teams. So that's a great story just there. But what about a commitment to this league that ensures it grows and thrives? And that's a commitment financially, for a start. The women aren't paid enough to give up their jobs yet and train full time. And that's already attracting some criticism about, well, why aren't the skills better? Why aren't the scores bigger? What's got to be done there to really make this league sustainable and entrenched?
Yeah, we're going to see it in terms of skills, and I'll start with that. That is going to skyrocket. And if you consider the comparison with young men, they, for decades, for as long as anyone's really been alive, young boys, if they show a bit of skill, they get picked up, they get put in development programs, and they are groomed, as we see, you know, Olympic athletes groomed to make it at the top of the elite league. Now, women have never been given that attention. Girls have never been given that attention until recently, because there was no elite league. So now you will see, with a bit of care and attention, it's like a plant, you know. Neglect a plant, it's going to look pretty bad for a little bit of time. Give it a bit of water, give it a bit of love, and you will see what happens, and it can happen fairly quickly.
Okay.
So what you saw in the draft this year actually was heaps of turnover with the women's teams, and that's because they are realising that you need to take these young women, and already, you know, you saw a 19-year-old debut for Collingwood on the weekend. That was Chloe Malloy. I mean, she was one of the best on ground, and albeit in a losing team. So you will see the skills go up. As for the pay, I think the AFL is prioritising actually setting up the competition. They've made a very big investment in terms of creating the new teams, expanding the league. They're on notice. Everyone, I mean, all the pay is on the public record. If it doesn't improve soon, they're actually going to lose very good sporting talent.
Yeah, to other sports. It's a competitive world out there. Samantha Lane, it's a great tale. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
And it's all true. Samantha Lane, award-winning sports journalist, has chronicled the rise of the AFL Women's League. It's a new book called Roar, the stories behind the AFLW. It's published by Penguin.